EAN from KADNCNCY1. EAN from KADNT on Statewide 1. KADNT clear on Statewide 1. EAN from KADNT on Statewide 1. EAN from KADNT on Statewide 1. KADNT clear.
Good morning, Ken. Still out there, Ken? W8VIJ.
W8VIJ from KADNT. Good morning. Yeah, I was almost shutting things down here, but yeah, good morning, sir. Hopefully your morning is going well.
Yeah, thanks for asking. It is. I heard you calling, let you know you're getting out. I noticed you're over in Grand Rapids there. I wonder if you had a power outage. There's a lot of outages throughout the state, over.
Yeah, actually, Greg, we were lucky. We had substantial rain, but not the heaviest that I have ever seen. In my neighborhood, little twigs and branches down, but nothing real major. And you didn't have to go far, though, to find areas where there was substantial tree damage and stuff. We did not lose power. I had a Generac, a whole home generator put in a couple of years ago, and so, you know, we were prepared for it in case it happened, but it did not. And it looked like that storm, I have some software called GR Level 3. It taps into the weather radar system over at the airport, and looked like the storm was moving from southwest to northeast. So you probably didn't even get it over your way, did you?
The state was what they call a BOCO, and I think the storms were weakening by the time they got to us, and we got some rain, 0.3 inches, but a little bit of wind, not anything really noteworthy. A little bit of thunder, you know, lightning, thunder, that kind of stuff. So I think the storms were starting to weaken, and I'm thankful for that. A lot of power outages throughout the state, except for the tri-counties here. We have full power. I mean, I was set up in the event that if we lost it, I'd be able to get some power here. I got a portable generator, which powers most. So no big deal there, and I'm thankful we didn't get the kind of damage other people were. The name is Greg Golf, Romeo Echo Golf. I don't know if you can see me on your screen. Over.
Yep, I just pulled that up and see that you're over in the Waterford area. So, yep, I knew it was Greg. Actually, just before I came here, I was on a local 2-meter repeater here in the Grand Rapids area and talking to a guy who lives a little north and east of Grand Rapids in the town of Belding, and he lost power last night, still doesn't have it as of this morning. And he's an over-the-road truck driver, though, so he was out on the road and using his mobile. But, yeah, I'm sure consumers has had, you know, they had a busy night, and it's going to probably be a couple of days before they get everything restored. KADNT with W8VIJ on Statewide 1.
Yeah, they'll probably get a lot of help from some of the other states. That's usually the way they work. Company DTE. They'll help other areas besides ours. they're going to be busy this particularly this next few days. I think another system's coming in Wednesday. I'm not sure what it's going to bring. I'll have to look at the national web system that you got or whatever you tied into. Do you have to pay a subscription, Ken?
No, not a prescription. I believe that I had to pay, $30 for the software. And they do periodic updates. But it's a yearly subscription. And with that, actually, I can then go through a list. If I want to look at different weather areas, I can go around the country, and then it'll focus in on what's going there. So it's a pretty slick system. It's a lot of the guys around here have it. Many of them participate in Skywarn. I haven't done the training or anything, but you know, certainly when we have bad storms, I'm tuned into Skywarn. There's a couple of repeaters here in town that are linked. One of them is the club that I belong to, W8LRC in Lowell. And that's Lowell's about 10 miles east of Grand Rapids. And so, you know, if you're into that kind of stuff, GR Level 3, just Google it and, you know, see what you think. If it's worth your while, pay the fee and... you know, it'll run on just about anything. Yeah, your last transmission, Greg, was kind of broken up. Not sure exactly why. I'm going through an open spot, although I have several ways to get into a DMR repeater. But I bought the open spot here a few months ago, took it to Hawaii anticipating that I could use it there, but could not get it to hook up with a hotel Wi-Fi. But anyway, whatever you said, try that again.
Okay, I switched over to the base. Can you? My question was, is that a phone app, or can you get it for your PC? And can you say the name of that phonetically? I thought I caught the letter G, but that's, I'm not sure about the rest of it. Over.
Yes, sir. It is a, actually, it's a PC app. I don't know whether it will run on a Mac or not. It's not a, a phone app, but it's G like in green, R like in radio, and then it's Level, L like in Level, L-E-V-E-L, 3, numeral 3, all one word, G-R, Level 3. And it is put out by Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N, Gibson Ridge, R-I-D-G-E, Software, LLC. And I'm sure if you you Google that, you'll find it. And what it is you download the software. I think you can even use it as a trial, and then you purchase a an activation key. And it updates, depending upon, you know, which radar facility you're going into. But it's pretty slick.
Yeah, it's going to be worth looking at. Can you are you able to see reflectivity, velocity, coefficient, correlation, and some of the other things? Cloud tops over.
Yeah, there's a lot of parameters. I don't know about cloud tops, but there are. Many different settings, and I mean, it'll give you rainfall fall levels and ideas about velocity, some lightning information. I doubt that I have even tapped all of the things that it will do. For me, to just to see the level of activity, and you can zoom on it or zoom out and, see some pretty wide areas or, literally narrow it down. I live about a mile and a half from the airport, and so it's always nice to, zoom in right on what's going on right here in the neighborhood.
Yeah, okay, it's worth checking out. I think you said it's a, you can have, you can try it. If you don't like it, you don't have to pay for it. So, all right, Ken, I'm gonna sign with you. I got to get ready to take off here. I appreciate you taking the time to explain that information and the chat. So, look forward to the next time. You're sounding good in the system. I can get into ETS, which is the National Weather Service, here, and I could probably do it. I could probably look at Grand Rapids anytime, I would imagine, through that app, so, and probably throughout the country. So 7-3, and I will listen out. Have a great day. WABIJ, Waterford, Michigan.
Okay, Greg. Yeah, you're coming through 5x9 on your base there. I'm using a Titerra handheld, and, sounds like you're kind of like me, you look for multiple ways to do the same thing, but that's part of ham radio. So, nice talking with you, and have a good day over in Waterford. I've got a dental appointment coming up myself that I got to get my butt in gear anyway. So, 7-3, sir. Hopefully we'll talk again soon. W8BIJ, this is KAVNT, and we are clear on statewide 1. 7-3.
N8KAP.
KAVNT.
Station calling. Try it again. WBIJ mobile.
KAVNT.
AVNIN from KAVNT on statewide 1. AVNIN from KAVNT on statewide 1. KAVNT clear.
WBAGUN, WBAGUN, this is W8PH. Nothing heard. W8PH is clear.
KCHO, multiple monitoring. Statewide 1.
KCHKJO, I believe. This is W8PH.
Yeah, you got it. Kilo Charlie 8. Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Okay, great. Thanks for coming back. Hey, real quick, first time setting this radio up, going into the repeater, normally using a hotspot. Just wondering how the audio is making it into the machine.
You're audible. You sound pretty decent to me. I can understand you. How am I sounding on the comfort on that?
Awesome. Boy, I hate to jump out there and ask for ask for audio reports, but as just setting it up, I wanted to make sure everything was doing the way it should and what have you. So. Obviously, you're coming into the machine very nicely also, so no issues there. So I do appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm hitting the Mount Clemens Tower in Troy. My location is Troy, but I'm hitting the Mount Clemens Tower.
Okay, not sure if that last transmission worked or not, but we're actually on the Detroit machine, and we're located in South Rockwood, just south of Detroit, and we're going from there. So, okay, sounds good. Hey, I appreciate it. Nice chat with you. We'll break out of here, and we'll be monitoring. This is Whiskey 8 Papa Hotel. We'll say 73. Thank you very much.
73. Talk on the flip.
KCHKJO
mobile.
N8KPP. KCHKJO N8KPP.